she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I say
good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
What's up?
Some guy in the other room who I haven't seen in quite a few weeks, but he's wearing a t-shirt that says Snuggle Monster. What's your name, sir?
I missed you, too.
I haven't seen you in so long. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's Snuggles.
Oh, that's right. He was gone a week.
He has another
gig. Gone a week.
Yeah, but he's been gone, I think, for a couple weeks.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It does.
It does.
Did all you Autoflex Leasing fan text listeners miss Snuggles too?
Yeah, they did.
Let us know.
Yeah, text that in.
43733. Get your snuggle on. You can also call us at 877-881-1053. And you can call Autoflex. They are open today. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234. Out of the area, but you shouldn't call those numbers unless you want to save money on your next car.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I turned it around.
So coming up at 9:15, we're going to talk about what to do if you are the first person on the scene of a serious accident. But first, let's talk about Volkswagen and Audi. They've been in the news all week long.
Yeah, you know, we broke the story last week because it was made public last Friday afternoon. And this Friday afternoon, here comes the story that there's actually 11 million of those cars out there. And they are all over the world, literally. They're in Europe. They're everywhere. They built the same default mechanism into the 189 diesels, the little four-cylinder turbo diesels. And they put those in a lot of different cars that were sold everywhere. Now, people in Germany, South Korea, France, Italy, they are all looking into these little diesels because they all check for emissions. And the same defeat device that they put on the cars that are in North America, they probably put in all those cars too. Here's another kicker. They supply diesel engines to other companies.
Oh.
So did they supply the software fix or unfix? That's what they're all wondering now.
The software cheat.
Yes, the software cheat.
I'd like to know from the VW Audi drivers, how you feeling right now? Are you mad at the company or, you know, what's the deal? And, you know, they've been in trouble for this before.
Yeah, it's
they did this in the past.
Yeah, they tried to defeat or tried to get around EPA regulations in 1973. I think the biggest embarrassment for them is they had the clean diesel. They were the 2009 green machine because of their four-cylinder diesel. And, you know, here's the other thing. It's hard enough to get people to bring their car in for a fix that's not a safety fix. If you get one of those notes and say, hey, you need to bring your car in for a campaign, we want to replace the spring on your hood. Well, no one does that.
Right.
How hard is it going to be to get people in to do a fix on their car that makes it run worse and get worse mileage?
Yeah.
Because the reason they did this was to smooth the engine out and help it get better mileage. So the fix is not necessarily going to be a good thing for all the Volkswagen drivers.
Does anybody care to have my opinion?
I would love to hear your opinion.
I think they should have to replace every flipping one of those cars with a brand new car that doesn't cheat.
Well, they've
or give them all their money back for what they paid for it when they bought it so they can go buy some other brand since we're dealing with cheaters and liars.
Okay, so they've announced this week that they had set aside $7.3 billion in the third quarter.
It's not enough.
Just in the third quarter to take care of this. And as we said last week, the actual fine would be $37 billion, given the number of cars sold in just the United States. So it's a big number, no matter how you look at it. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle it. Now, here's a couple of things. If you're driving one of those, what should you do? I would wait for a repair.
Yep, right. We need to talk about that. Don't try to trade it right now. You'll get killed.
Yeah, exactly.
Volkswagen stock has dropped. People aren't going to pay a premium for that car right now, now that we know it's not a clean diesel. It's dirty.
Well, and the thing is, Volkswagen as a brand has been having trouble selling cars in the United States, and their stock, which is traded in Europe, is down 41% as of the news of this news coming out. So it's dropped. It had dropped part of that before in the year just because of the lack of production And now it's really dropped because of the scandal.
This is a real black eye for diesel engines.
Yeah, you know, and now the question is, do you get a diesel or do you get a hybrid if you're trying to really save money? Because the hybrids do better in town, the diesels do better on the highway, and if you get a diesel, you got to get a clean running diesel, a legitimately clean running diesel, which means it has a urea pack on it, which is what they do to filter diesel now, and that makes it a lot more expensive. That's why they didn't want to put them on these little four cylinders. It costs more to do that.
It's always about the money.
It is, in fact.
Of course it is.
Yeah. But they're not the first people to ever cheat. VW was found cheating in 73. Hyundai and Kia were fined last year for falsifying their fuel economy numbers. You remember we did that story? Mm-hmm. Ford has overstated mileage. They took the bumpers off their pickup trucks and removed other non-essential equipment before the EPA tested them, mm-hmm. or before they tested for the EPA.
Because they didn't really have rules and regulations about that, though.
Well, they sort of did, but here's the thing. The EPA leaves it up to the manufacturers, or they have up until now, to verify their own mileage.
Hey, you kids, we're going out of town for the weekend. Don't have a party while we're gone.
Right.
You think? So, and of course, now the EPA says they're going to be a lot tougher than they have been when they are looking for problems with economies and gas mileage on cars and testing those cars. Again, they've left it up to the manufacturers pretty well. It's been an honor system, and we see how well that's worked.
Now,
you wonder why there's already been a dozen class action suits filed. I mean, it took less than 4 days for the first suit to hit. Well, here's why. Guess who drives a lot of Volkswagen and Audis?
Politicians?
Lawyers.
Ah.
So there are lawyers with some of the biggest class action firms in the United States that drive Audis. And some of them are equipped with this engine. So it was like wildfire in legal circles. Because these guys love to sue. That's what they do for a living, right?
Of course.
And they love their jobs.
Here's the deal. They've got a suit here. Because these cars were all intentionally jacked with, and they don't get the same kind of emissions that they're supposed to get. So they are polluting.
That was all calculated.
Yes.
It's a computer program that knows when it's being tested, so it kicks in the additional emissions. And then the rest of the time, it just pollutes the air.
Wow.
So... makes me want to punch somebody in the nose a little bit. Well, not really. I'm not violent, but, you know.
Has the creator of that program, have they responded? Have they spoken out and said any, explained themselves?
That's exactly what happened. And they fired the president of Volkswagen. Winterkorn has been fired. The head of Porsche is taking over his job. They did not fire the head of Volkswagen North America. He's a guy named Horn that the dealers loved. And he had nothing to do with this. He had no knowledge of this. This all came out of Germany originally.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering if you have one of these cars, here's the best way to find out. If you're driving a Jetta, a Beetle, an Audi A3, and a Golf from 2009 to 2015 model years, or a Passat for the 2014 and 15 model years, and it is equipped with this 189 engine, the little four-cylinder turbo diesel, it is involved. All of them.
Wow.
All 482,000 of them in North America.
And it's at no fault of anyone in North America.
No, it was.
And it's not the fault of the people who bought the car, so nobody get mad at anybody that's driving one of those diesels. It's not their fault.
Right.
Sometimes we get our stuff a little pointed the wrong direction, Mr. Mm-hmm. Misguided.
Okay, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I have been approved at a car dealership, and I'm undecided if I should buy or lease. I don't have the best credit. Can I lease with not so good credit? You can lease with not so good credit, but you can't lease with bad credit. That's a very, very good way to put that, I think. It's according to why your credit looks like it's not so good. If there is a reason for it, you have a life event, a health event, a legal event, something that caused you not to be able to make payments to people.
For a certain amount of time, but then you got back on track.
You paid like a slot machine.
Right.
Then you're fine. But if you have traditionally been late on your bills, you're probably not going to be able to lease a car.
So there you have it.
However, we have many options besides leasing. We have our flex buy, we have pre-owned retail sales, and we have a lot of lenders that are very flexible with our clients.
Yeah, here's what you run into. You can go to a dealer and he'll have one bank or maybe two banks. He'll have the factory bank and maybe one more. And so that's what you're going to get. If you give us a call at Autoflex, we've got almost 40 or right at 40 banks that we work with, both leasing and sales. And they handle credit all the way from those people that have really had a hard time to people that pay perfectly and have for years.
We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053. Or you can send us your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And if you're looking for a new car, today's a great day to go test driving.
It is.
Weather's nice.
It is. And you know what? You can do that simply by giving us a call. In fact, we can have the car ready for you when you get there, which is sort of nice. Or if you wanted to drive two or three different cars, give us a call at Autoflex. We'll line them up side by side, and you can drive them all at one time. You can give us a call today at either 817 or 972. 234-1234 or 888-234-1234. Out of the area is always autoflex.com, where you can see all our great pre-owned cars, maybe do a test drive setup online, or get a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in right there at Autoflex.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's seen car wrecks at some point in your life. You've seen, you know, the little minor ones, fender benders. But if you come upon a very serious crash, what do you do?
You know, it's a really, really interesting thing, because I actually had this happen to me many years ago. I drove up on a crash that had just happened, and the people were injured, and they were injured fairly seriously. And so it's a really, it's sort of, for one thing, you get full of adrenaline, and you don't think as clearly. It's really hard to maintain presence for a lot of people when they come upon a crash scene. And the most important thing is to not lose your head, because people need your help at that point. The first thing you should do is get out of the way. If your car is parked anywhere near where the accident is, get it parked way over to the side so that no one runs into your car, unless you need to use your car to block where people would be run over in the road. So if you got somebody laying in the road, say it's a motorcycle crash, put your flashers on, get behind the people.
Way back, so way other back, cars have plenty of time to react.
To get around, and you can protect those people. Once you're safely parked, take a few moments just to gather yourself. If you've witnessed a serious crash, it is traumatic.
It really is.
You need to take a second just to get your head together. Then after taking those few moments, call 911 and tell them exactly where you are, exactly what is going on, and if you can tell if people are injured at this point.
Just get the people on the way to the scene. Don't go examine everything first. Call 911 before you've even get the emergency responders on the way.
If you don't know if there's injuries or not, let them know you don't know. But if you can see that there's injuries, let them know that right away.
Tell
also.
Tell them how serious the crash looks. So
exactly.
They know what,
yeah.
And assume there are injuries if you don't know.
Right.
If it scared you, there's probably something wrong.
Well, and the other thing is, then once you've done that, start looking for secondary threats, because you could have a fire starting in the car. You could have a lot of things that could happen that would be another threat, and address those as quickly as possible. Now, look for victims and try to help them, but remember what you really know and what you don't really know. If you've taken advanced first aid courses, then you should do whatever you're able to do to help those people. But remember, you can do more harm by moving them than you can by letting them sit still. In fact, I would not move someone that was in a car unless
there's a fire.
There was a secondary threat.
Yeah.
I would let them sit. If it's a motorcyclist and he's on the ground, don't take his helmet off unless he can't breathe.
Right.
Don't. Because he could have a neck or back injury that you could exacerbate.
How would you know if he couldn't breathe, though, if he has one of those tinted screens over his eyes?
If somebody's chest isn't moving, they're not breathing.
Okay, that's probably a good clue.
Okay, the next thing, talk to the injured people. Tell them help is on the way. Tell them to calm down, that everything's going to be all right, well, do it in a very calm voice.
Yeah, don't scream at them. They might be screaming. They could be reacting to pain or whatever. If you've got somebody who's out of control, start asking them questions, that they have to focus on answering your question. Don't try to tell them to calm down if they're hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them what's their name, how old they are, what day is it, and then their focus goes to your questions instead of their panic.
Well, and the other thing is, it's a good sign, actually, if they're screaming. And I hate to say that, but it is, because they're alive.
Yeah.
And they're doing well, and they're reacting to pain. So that is one of the things that is a good sign that you may not consider to be a good sign. After everything's been surveyed, and you've spoken to them, and you've calmed them down, call 911 again. Say, hey, guys, we're still here. Are you on the way? If the crash is not serious, get the cars moved out of the roadway. People are killed every year because their car is in the roadway from an accident and someone else hits it and kills them. So if your car is in an accident and it's drivable, get it off the highway immediately. Get it well off the side of the road and get the flashers on. And then finally, once you've given all your information to the police, leave. Go sit in your car for a second, calm down, realize you've done a really, really good thing. And then get out of their way, because they're going to have wreckers coming and ambulances coming.
And go have a drink or a massage.
We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Go home to have the drink.
Right.
But you mentioned something about getting the cars out of the roadway. So I want to add this, because I'm pretty sure it's true. And I'd love any police officers or anybody who knows for sure to chime in on our AutoFlex leasing
fan text.
I'm pretty sure if you have any kind of an accident and the cars are drivable, you're supposed to get them out of the roadway and and stop impeding the rest of traffic. I can't tell you how many times I've come up on the tiniest little fender bender. Nobody's hurt.
Right.
They're just walking around trying to exchange their insurance and
causing a huge pileup.
The rest of progress has come to a complete stop. I'm pretty sure you're supposed to get those cars off the road, aren't you?
Maybe, and like take a picture first before you move them or something.
How long does that take? No time at all.
Or for some people.
So I think that's the truth. So anyway.
So I noticed the list was missing Periscope, like live broadcast from the scene of the crime. Like, hey, everybody, we're out here live.
Yeah, you know.
Look at this dead guy.
I don't think that's the chief priority.
Oh, okay.
Is becoming socially media relevant.
I don't think that's good, making videos of these things.
Post it to YouTube?
No.
Probably not?
No.
All right.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text. How did VW get busted? Why after all these years? Well, the International Council on Clean Transportation from the European Federation actually got the evidence that these cars were changing while they were being tested. Plug them in, all the equipment comes on. Unplug them, all the equipment goes off. So while they were testing, that's why they rated them acceptable on the highway, because the vehicle could sense when it was being tested and it would kick on the pollution equipment. And then when you unplugged it, it would turn the pollution equipment off and the car ran better and got better mileage. So that's why. And that's
But there was more pollution probably.
Yes. Oh, there's a ton more pollution. In fact, like 40 times the pollution that was allowable.
40 times?
40 times. Yeah. Big number.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, the International Council on Clean Transportation got with the EPA. At the same time, in California, their emissions testers out there were running into the same kind of issues. So they all got their heads together, and then they realized it was a problem. They approached Volkswagen, and Volkswagen didn't immediately respond, but eventually it just got to a point they had to say something, and they said, oops, sorry, we got caught.
Nine.
Another AutoFlex Leasing fan text, 43733, talking about what to do if you're the first on the scene of a serious accident. He says, if they're coherent, tell the people involved what happened, because they're usually in shock. They're kind of confused.
Sure.
Yeah.
So let them know.
That's really, really good. That's a really good piece of advice there. The main thing is to stay calm. Here's the other thing. If you see bleeding, if you can see someone openly bleeding, get something and compress it, unless it's on their head. If it's on their head, don't compress it really hard. But get something and compress that area to slow that bleeding down, especially if it's like in a leg where you've got the femoral arteries. You can bleed to death in just a few moments.
Ooh.
So block that off, get it blocked off, get it tied off, press on it to lessen the amount of blood loss.
One of my friends saved a motorcyclist from probably death.
Really?
He wrecked his motorcycle and it had ripped his foot off. It was, it was just, and he took a belt and made a tourniquet.
Wow.
And stopped him from, because it was pretty awful.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I started my own company in June. I have very good credit and work history. Will it be difficult for me to get a loan for a vehicle? No, probably not. Being newly self-employed is certainly a concern, but if you've got a history of good credit, that goes a long, long way.
Another Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter says, the best thing is just remember to dial 911.
Absolutely.
For the accident. Oh, definitely.
I usually do that as I'm flying by.
When I was reading the story, this fellow described as you're flying by.
I don't have time to stop. I mean, got places to be. Sorry about your death and all.
Yeah, hate to be you. See ya.
Help is on the way.
He said it's good to take a couple of deep breaths before you call 911 so it doesn't sound like you just sucked the helium out of a balloon.
Yeah.
Because
right?
You're going to be pretty keyed up when you've watched this accident. If you see a car roll and stuff, it is. I've been there. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And your voice goes up about 10 octaves.
Okay, good Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. If the car can be moved out of the road, state law requires them to be moved.
Ah.
I am a traffic officer, and if the cars are not moved, it's hard for us to see the scene, or it's hard for us to get to the scene most of the time. We don't need to see the positions of the cars that are crashed. We can figure it out pretty easily.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It's hard for them to get to the scene because we've backed traffic up for 18 years.
That's right.
Okay. Good point, everybody. Get your car off the road if it's movable.
Mm-hmm. We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the most stolen cars in the state of Texas. Is your car on the list? Find out next on the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on State Fair opening weekend. I went last night, and it was a blast. Love the State Fair.
I'm jelly.
Aw. Well, there's still a whole month for you to get in there.
Okay.
Give us a call, 877-881-1053, or Autoflex Leasing Fan, text us at 43733. And as always, if you are looking for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, the best place to go is Autoflex. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, Autoflex.com, where you can set up a test drive online. You can apply for a lease or a loan or a flex buy online. You can learn a lot about Autoflex and leasing by going to Autoflex.com. It's very informative. A couple of things. I want to be very clear on something. I said most dealers don't have but one or two banks. There are some dealers that have multiple banks, just not a lot. I think most, as I said, don't. So if you've got an issue or if you're thinking about getting approved somewhere, you can give us a call. We can give you a pretty good idea because we've got a zillion banks. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. One other great idea, pack three safety cones in the trunk of your car or your back of your SUV. That is a great idea because
that's related to the earlier story.
To the earlier story on what to do if there's a wreck. Another Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I was in a bad wreck. I was able to get out. I couldn't think straight. I asked an onlooker to call the police. They drove off. I guess not everyone will help.
Aww.
That onlooker was probably drunk or something and didn't want anything to do with the police.
Just fine
on
him.
Wouldn't you imagine? That would be the reason.
Or maybe he did call as he was driving off. You don't know what he did in his car after he left the scene.
True.
I mean, maybe. Benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. G-Bag, Sergeant Loco, I cannot tell you what you would be looking at for a monthly payment on a Dodge Dakota. If you'll call one of the offices, they've got the Flex Lease computer system. They can tell you. I just can't tell you on the air. I don't have access to it. But thanks for tuning in every week. We appreciate
Maybe
you.
Maybe we should bring that information with us next week.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text just rolling through to say, go Rangers, go Cowboys.
Woo-hoo!
Hey!
And I want to say thanks again to Katie Luke and family. Got another car. They got the cutest, that Jeep Patriot.
Mm-hmm.
It's different looking. I love it. She likes things that are, she's had a Mini Cooper. She's had the Nissan Juke. So she likes these.
Oh, I love the Jukes.
More unique looking vehicles. So I told David I want to do a review of that vehicle because I'm a fan of Jeep already, and that one's a cute little.
Yeah,
we can certainly do that. And the one thing to remember though is if you're going to get a car that's very, very different looking, you may want to consider a lease on that car because if you like it, that's great. But if it's very different looking, it means that everyone may not like it as well as you do. So it limits the resale value. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Let's talk about the most stolen cars in Texas, and this is for the entire year of 2014. You know, Texas is the place you see more pickups than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what gets stolen more than anything else?
Pickups.
You guessed it.
Mm-hmm.
The number one stolen vehicle in Texas is the Ford pickup, followed by the number two, the Chevrolet pickup, followed by the number three, the Dodge pickup. So the big three are the three big pickups that you see around Texas. Moving right along down the list, Honda Civic is number four, and a lot of cars are stolen for their parts. So if there are a lot of cars on the street, like the one you're driving, it makes the parts to yours very valuable. Chevrolet Tahoe, number five. Honda Accord, number six. GMC pickup, number seven. Chevrolet Impala, number eight. A lot of years with exchangeable parts. That'll get your car stolen, too. Toyota Camry, finally, will finish up with what they list as a Ford van. That's a full-size E150 van.
E150?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're driving a truck in Texas, I would make sure it's locked. You might even make sure you've got an alarm on there of some kind so that they can't start it and drive it off easy.
Get you a ferocious dog to sit in the back bed of that truck.
Or LoJack. Or what was that thing called? That crowbar that you'd put across your steering wheel?
Oh.
What are those things called?
Hold on.
The bar.
The bar?
The bar.
I feel like it was on TV like late at night.
Somebody's going to tell us if we don't come
Yeah, somebody
up
will text in and tell
come
us.
Come on, Autoflex.
The crow, the claw. It's
called something. Autoflex Leasing
it's
Fan
the
Text.
Something.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Hey, hey guys, my wife's looking for a minivan or a crossover. What do you think? She really likes the Journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. There's nothing wrong with it. There's a whole lot of vehicles that'll work, though. I would test drive several. Find several you like the way they look, and then find out how you fit, how the kids fit, and how everything else fits. That's the easiest way. And that way you make a really good decision.
Okay, on the count of three, everybody's texting in to tell us what it was called. Ready? One, two, three. The club! Yay! Thank you, Autoflex Leasing Fan Texters.
You can get a club.
if they still have them.
I think I have one.
Yeah?
Yeah, with the key stuck in it.
It was called the club. Does anybody still use the club?
Did the club really work?
I don't know.
Oh, I think it did. Yeah, you can't turn the steering wheel. Yeah.
All right.
But LoJack will help locate the car once they do take it, so that's another good thing. Wow, everybody knew it but us.
Yeah, a lot of Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. If I have a 720 credit score but recently bought a new home, do I still qualify for a lease? Yes. In fact, an amazing high percentage of people that get cars from us have just gotten a home. It's crazy.
New house, like new car.
New house, new car.
They just go together.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the rankings for discontinued vehicles worth considering, especially in the last few years? I love the show. Thank you for loving the show. So, wow, that's going to be an interesting question. We might have to think about that and get...
Yeah, you know, if you're looking for, it's according to what you're looking for, but there's no more Mercurys, and Mercurys have dropped in value a great deal. There's no more Pontiacs. They've done the same.
No more Saturn.
There's no more Saturns.
No
they
more
have
Oldsmobile.
Done the same. Those cars that they discontinue become very, very inexpensive in resale. You know, the other
thing is there
are certain cars that just depreciate a whole lot.
No more Saab.
And those are cars that you want to buy used. The Hyundai Genesis, which is a big
more DeLoreans.
Big car, but I'm just going to wait until you're finished.
They wanted me to rank them. I'm just...
Yeah. Right. So like a Hyundai Genesis depreciates about 40% the first year. That's a huge number. And there's a number of other cars that depreciate. And those cars you definitely want to pick up when they're a year old.
Another great Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter, 43733. Do you guys let people try to test fit car seats and stuff when they come look for cars?
No.
Yes. Oh, stop. Listen, we have people that bring their dog kennels.
Yeah. And dogs.
And dogs to see if the dog will fit.
Any kind of equipment that you use or anything.
Well, and you know, the baby seats are a big thing because they fit differently in different cars. Mm-hmm. Some cars are really easy and some cars are very difficult to put kiddo seats in and out.
So definitely bring those.
And let me just tell you from experience. So let's say you're a newlywed couple and... You know what newlyweds do. They start planning a family, but then you come out and you get a brand new sports car, you know, it's smaller, you know,
great.
And then your family starts. And then you need out of that sports car. You try going through it, and then you try getting a kid in and out of the back seat of a car. Make a decision about what you want to drive when you have a family in advance, especially if you buy a car for a long time, if you lease it. But if you've got some changes coming in your family, you really need to think about doing that. And maybe you need to get a car seat from your friend and a sack of potatoes and start trying to put that in and out every single time.
Yeah.
And see if you can live with a car or if you'd rather have an SUV. I'm telling you, you'd rather have an SUV.
Okay, Autoflex Leasing fan text. Bars didn't work. All you had to do was use a hacksaw and cut the steering wheel. Well, I think the idea was it would slow them down a bit.
Yeah.
And it would make it apparent that they were trying to steal the car if they're in there with a hacksaw trying to cut a club off there. By the way, the club, it's really thick, too. I think it would take a while to cut through it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? If they're determined to get the car they're going to, we've all seen Gone in 60 Seconds.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Thinking about buying an ATS, any thoughts? Yes. That's a car you want to buy pre-owned. Do not ever consider buying a new one. They depreciate very quickly. If I was going to get one, I would also look at the lease on that car because it leases pretty darn good and you don't have to worry about resale value.
Is that the Caddy?
Yes.
ATS?
ATS, yeah.
This is great. Autoflex Leasing fan text. Hey, you guys let me bring a ladder to see if it would fit before I bought my car from you.
Yay!
Hey, there you go.
That's what we're telling you. Bring
That's
golf clubs, bring equipment, bring car
golf
seats.
Golf clubs were a big thing, yes.
Yeah, dog kennels, all that stuff. Anything you need to fit in your car, you want to see if it fits in your new car, bring it with you.
Read a really interesting article this last week on the new driving assist equipment, like the lane departure warning and the automatic braking and that kind of thing. And this article was written from the slant that all of that stuff makes it a lot easier not to pay attention to the road because it tells you when you're going out of the lane. It tells you if you're coming up on somebody too quickly. Some of the assist packages even break your car, makes it a lot easier to text and drive. I never even considered that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good.
That's very true. Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter. Excellent question. Can I bring my pet elephant to test drive at Autoflex?
We haven't ever had that. Also, I've been straightened out. You don't cut the club. You cut through the steering wheel.
Oh, it takes 20 seconds. It takes 20 seconds. Thank you very much for telling us.
How do you know how long it takes to cut through a steering wheel?
Good question.
It's a previous profession.
Right. He heard about it.
He did. From a friend.
He watched Gone in 60 Seconds.
A friend
seconds.
Told him.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, if you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, you can call Autoflex. They're open today. The numbers are
either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can learn a lot about leasing or buying your next car and whether you should lease or buy your next car. Autoflex Leasing fan text. Love you guys. How about the Kia Optima? What is the depreciation value of this one after the first year? That's a car I would buy after the first year.
Yeah, don't buy that one new.
Don't buy it new. And it, not necessarily, it's a lot of cars that depreciate are not bad cars. They're just, they don't have a perceived resale value. So,
a perceived high resale value. I have to tell you something. We were all cracking up. This is how ADD we all are. We noticed something. You know, this is a glass window studio. It's so cool. We have like a 180 degree view of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some construction going on. So we get interested outside next downstairs. And so we get interested in what they're doing. We were all over at the window when it was time to get back on the show. And JP had to.
JP scolded us to get back to our microphone.
We all came running back.
No, you guys went over there with like 5 seconds left in the commercial.
Yeah, we were like, hey, what's that?
And then you guys decided to go look outside and sightsee.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
All right, so it's the weekend. Lots of people are going to go out and do some partying. And if they happen to get back in the car and try to drive home, get pulled over, that cop is going to say, here's this thing, blow into it.
Exactly.
What do you do?
That happened to me in Mexico, but that's another story.
That is another story. So here's the thing, and I went to several legal sites and took the information from those sites, and that's what I'm about to give you as I read it. I am not personally suggesting right. any of this.
Right.
I'm just saying this is what lawyers say you should do. First of all, you have a chance to blow. I mean, you're going to be given a chance if they pull you over and they believe you have been drinking. The legal limit in Texas is 0.08 or higher. So if your blood alcohol content, or BAC, is 0.08 or higher, you will be arrested for driving while intoxicated without a doubt. That's the law.
And depending on your weight, that's really easy to get to. I mean, for a girl, it could be 1.5 to 2 drinks.
It could be. It could be.
I just have to smell it.
The question is, no, is blow or no blow?
Right.
That's the question. Even if the breathalyzer shows that your blood alcohol is less than 0.08, you can still be arrested. Because if they feel like you're impaired, they're still going to arrest you. Now, you may not get a DUI, but you can still be arrested. Here's the other thing. How much have you had to drink? Because if your blood alcohol is 0.16 or higher, then the annual surcharge on your driver's license goes from $1,000 to $2,000 for the next 3 years after you're convicted.
Ooh.
Fourth, if it shows that the blood alcohol is less than 0.08, the arresting officer can ask for a drug recognition expert to come and take a look at you, because maybe it's not alcohol that has you impaired. Maybe it's something else. So if you refuse to blow, what happens? Well, for one thing, they're most likely going to suspend your driver's license for 180 days. Now, that could be preferable to blowing and putting yourself totally, totally at the mercy of the system by giving them Exhibit A, yes, I was intoxicated. The other thing is, if you blow, they only suspend your driver's license for 90 days. But if you blow, again, you've given them the evidence to convict you with. Now, if you're convicted the first time, likely they're going to give you probation. If your blood alcohol content is not above 1.6, they'll likely give you probation, and they won't ask to suspend your license completely. You'll be able to get an occupational license, which is another whole story in itself that lets you drive to work and back. First of all, to lose your license, it's more likely to lose it if you're terribly intoxicated. And the other thing to remember, by the way, is the police are just doing their job. So whatever they ask you to do, please do, beyond not blowing. That's a personal choice. And if you decide not to, tell them, I'm not going to do it. It's my choice. I understand. I don't want to talk to you. I just want to talk to a lawyer before you ask me any questions.
So they're going to take you to jail if you don't blow in their little
Absolutely.
Machine.
Yeah.
But then you've got a little bit more time for the alcohol to dissipate out of your system before they do that blood test.
Well,
a friend of mine who's a lawyer said, you just say, "And I won't, heck no, I won't blow. Heck no,
I won't blow.
Heck no." Anyway, that's what he told me to say, but that was way back in the 80s when I might have had a drink or two.
Well, and here's the thing. The key is not to be in the position so that you have to go through all this.
Exactly. Don't do it. Take Uber or a taxi
exactly.
or call a friend.
Exactly.
Speaking of that,
You know I don't like Uber.
I know, me neither. Ruben in Arlington, though, has a comment about Uber. Let's check in with him. Good morning. You're on the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call, Sybil.
Thanks
still
for
love
calling.
You have the greatest voice in radio.
What are we, Chop Liver? David would Chop Liver.
Yeah, I think we're Chop Liver. I think we are, yeah.
Still a local fan. My question is, I have a 2004 Ford F-150 that I've been delivering auto parts in and bought it for $8,000, and I'm starting my job with Uber. And I've been making a lot more money with that, driving my wife's Lexus. And so I want to trade my truck in to start going full-time with Uber. But I need some advice because I don't know if it's going to be worth my while to – I mean, it's depreciated so much. It's got 155,000 miles on it. And I don't know what I should do if I could, you know, get into a car that's more gas efficient, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would certainly suggest that. The other thing is, even though your vehicle has 155,000 miles on it, if it's a pickup truck, it's maintained its value really well. Pickups resell well. So you're probably going to get some decent money out of it, even with those kind of miles on it.
Trucks are just, they're utility vehicles. They need them, people need them forever. So it's you're fine on the miles. You can still get something out of it.
And the other thing is, when you decide to drive for Uber, do me a favor, read their terms of service, the 32-page terms of service.
He's already been doing it.
So you understand that and make sure that your insurance is going to cover you, whatever that insurance is, in case you have an accident, because that's where the big problem comes in.
But here's a car for you, like the Nissan Altima, very comfortable car for adults.
Yes.
So when you're picking people up, taking them maybe to and from football games or to the bar, whatever, get a four-door sedan that does, of course, get decent fuel economy. Honda Accord is another good option.
Toyota Camry.
Those mid-size vehicles.
You want something with a decent size. I'm sorry. You want something with a decent-sized back seat that doesn't break.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the two big things. If you're making your living with your vehicle, it can't be in the shop. So you're looking for reliability. Yeah. The cars with a really good resale value are the best bet.
But do you have any good Uber passenger stories?
Oh, man. I can tell you some people that have been drunk and that I picked up at the Cowboys Stadium on week one.
Oh, boy.
And, oh, my gosh. Like, one of them actually grabbed, like, tried to choke me, like, jokingly.
Oh, no.
While I was driving.
Oh, no.
And I was like, dude, that's not funny.
Yeah.
He ended up tipping me actually really well, though.
So it was worth getting choked.
I think he felt bad.
Do you think alcohol might have been involved somewhere during the day?
Oh, they were drunk out of their mind.
Okay, there you go.
Well, now we know why taxis have that
barrier
between.
Because it's to protect the drivers.
So you might look into
getting... Yeah, I need to put something up like that.
Yeah, you know those cage things they get to keep dogs in the back?
Yeah, put a wire safety thing in
there.
Maybe
you should get one of those, little cargo things. I mean,
thanks for taking my call. I love you, Sybil.
Thanks, Ruben. Love you, too. Stay safe.
Bye, Ruben.
Driving around strangers.
David and I love you.
Autoflex, no, we're chopped liver. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I'm a sheriff's deputy, and if you refuse to blow, we get a blood warrant, and we draw your blood with a judge's warrant when you get to jail. Okay. That's the other half of it. You can't really completely refuse. If they have the ability to take your blood, they will.
Okay.
And then you better not be over
0.08. Man.
If you are, then it's a real problem.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter, Dan in Rio Vista, says he's thinking of buying a pre-owned Tundra. Is that a good value?
Yes.
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 Any Tundra is a good value.
Good choice.
Yeah. They great resale value. They break very little. They're just good cars.
Joko Mofo. Thanks, Dan, for checking in. Another Toyota question. I've got a 2008 Toyota Yaris. It's got over 120,000 miles. Will I be able to get anything for it?
Yeah. You know, that's another car they don't make anymore, but it's maintained its resale value fairly well because it's a Toyota. So, yeah, you can get something out of it. Now, the thing to consider, though, is you can also, if you use the car in trade, get tax credit for the value of the car when you trade it in. So you would have to be able to sell it to an individual for more than the sales tax savings for it to make sense for you. So just something else to consider. Look at it both ways. The other thing is the hassle factor. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago on the show. If you decide to sell your own car, you've got people coming to your house. You have to advertise it in some way. You've got expenses there. You have to detail the car. You have to make sure all the dents and dings are fixed if you're trying to get the most for it. So you've got expenses there. So it's sort of, according to the car, it's sort of a decision on how much you want to spend, how much time you want to spend, and how much money you want to spend to make a little more money by selling the car retail.
And let me just tell you right now, they will call you and start negotiating on the phone before they've ever seen the car.
Right.
Which has happened. I mean, I'm in the business, right? So when I was selling my own car, they'd call, well, will you take $9,500 for it? I said, you haven't even seen it. What if it's really only worth $5,000? Heck yeah. I said, you come out and see this car. It's a no-pick car, and then we can talk about the price.
Oh, and that's – we get a lot of people that email in and say, what is this car going to be a month? How much is a new Honda Accord per month? Well, there's about 10 or 15 variables that you have to have before you can actually tell someone something like that. So anytime you call someone and they just give you a number over the phone, go somewhere else. Because that number over the phone, there's no way they can give you a number.
If they haven't investigated and gotten all the pieces of information they need from you in order to calculate that. But, yeah, they could have a basic thing. This is what we're advertising. However, there's a lot of fine print. It doesn't include this or that.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, they're coming in one after one after one now. I'm looking to trade. I have a 2007 F-150. I have a Toyota Yaris. go to autoflex.com, click on What's My Car Worth. You can get a Black Book appraisal right there.
Mm-hmm. And if we didn't get a chance to take your call or your Autoflex Leasing fan text, again, that website, autoflex.com, or call them 817 or 972 234-1234. We'll see you next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Snuggles for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I am Sybil Summers, and this has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Go Cowboys! Woo-hoo!